Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it. Okay, we are back, guys.
And we're back.
And thank you so much for all the support and the love from our past few videos. Parang natutuwa sila pag dyan ka, babe. So, participate more. And for me also, it's more fun na may kabatuhan, diba? And this is so important that you're here because it's literally about us. One of the questions I keep getting asked is how we met. Basically, the origin story of our love story, diba?
So, here's the history of Morgan and Janina.
Wow. Grabe. So, 11 years ago. Wow. It was back in 2012. Throwback. I'll make it as fast as I can. Wow. Okay. And then, yeah, just help me out here with the little, how you remembered it. Let's just make cuento from each other's POV. It was at work. So a lot of people were wondering, schoolmates ba tayo? Batchmates ba? Or what? Well, batchmates. Anyway, I was still in my previous TV station before because as a Bibo kid, diba? I was always hosting naman. I was a kiddie host. I was a teen reporter until I kind of grew up with that previous station. 5 years ako nandun from being a junior reporter. It was RPN9 basically. Na naging CNN Philippines na ngayon wala na. But you know, that's life. You gotta evolve. So 5 years ako nandun, 14 years old up until 19 years old. And I had like a weekly segment in the news program. I was assigned the lifestyle news. It was so fun. So syempre, that was way before the age of Instagram and all these mga TikTok reels and mga ganun. Basically, parang ganun yung ginagawa namin, featuring different restaurants, different ganaps, different yung mga puntahan, whatever is a hip and happening place. So at that time, Mommy Sally is also a big part of this story, diba, babe? She was always hands-on with me, helping me also, you know, search for the next na pwede kong i-feature. And she was like, hey, parang nice to sa Intramuros, ha? Try mo nga. It was like these Segway rides in Intramuros. Na you get a tour of Intramuros riding those, diba? Mm-hmm. Like those two-wheeler things. And apparently, this guy owns the place, the boutique hotel called White Knight Intramuros. And we basically scheduled a shoot for it. That was how I remembered it. Takwenta mo mamaya in your POV. And then, so yeah, basically, there was another shoot pala for, ano yun, Casa Manila ba or something?
Yeah, you were shooting for Casa Manila in RPN.
Apparently.
Pero, and then that day, we were, you know, also having a press feature for the electric chariots.
It's a tour for
going around Intramuros.
That's how mom spotted it pala. And she was like, baka nice din i-feature yan for the next episode. Yan pala yun. And then, I don't remember seeing you, but I think you kind of remember seeing me.
I saw you from afar. And then after that, I know you were like the host or, you
or
know,
something.
The star of that show. Siyempre, hindi pa ako nakalapit sa'yo. So I approached, there was a
girl who approached
you. A tall manager looking woman. Yeah. I remember her face that approached us and got our number, said, hey, we want to feature that.
Basically.
And, you know, let's get in touch.
Then yun na. The next time I remember na, okay, eto na, nandito na ako sa White Knight. I was interviewing you na, like, we did everything and okay. We exchanged numbers, we had a conversation, but yeah, parang it's just, parang for me, it was just one of my shoots. So.
Yeah, but in my point of view naman, before that interview, I already knew that you were the one interviewing me.
Really?
Because I was informed that the host would be Janina Chan.
Wow!
So I did some research.
Both reminiscing. It's been a while since we last talked about this in detail.
Yeah, so when I did some research and I said, this might be my destiny.
Wow, you said that?
Yes.
Grabe naman yung my destiny.
Yeah, it could be, I said. Because here's some, what do you call this, you know, some backstories. Like, you know, that time, weeks before that time, maybe 2-3 weeks before that time, I actually prayed to God to, you know, lead me to the right one.
Wow!
And then I said, the characteristics of the one I was looking for. So,
i.e.
Yeah, which was you.
Yeah.
So when I researched you, I go, this looks to fit the, looks, huh? So I go, maybe it might be the one, might be my destiny, who knows? So anyway,
I interviewed you, we exchanged numbers. Say, kwento ko naman on mic. Tuloy natin ah. And then, after a week or a few weeks, I received this text and he was like, thank you for the interview. I want to thank you for it. Let me take you out to dinner as a gesture of my appreciation. And I was like, I didn't want to have a relationship at that time. Parang chill pa ako eh. Parang I wanted to relax muna. And that wasn't my priority. So, wow, sabi ko, oh, thank you so much. But I was just, it's part of my job. No need. Parang ganon. Mm. Basically, I turned him down. And after a while, I forgot what you replied exactly. Did you even remember? Or parang you just let it, okay, sige, parang, okay then.
Yeah, I didn't reply.
Yeah. And then after a few weeks again, he was like, paano ba ako aangulo again? How am I gonna make my comeback? And how do I see her or meet her again? I think you remember from one of our conversations, because of course, when I interview people, we would exchange conversations of what else you do ba, and you know, the usual. And I think he remembered that time na I would also model, diba? And I did naman. I was a full-time host model. And at that time, I was 19 years old. I was still in Ateneo. Mm. I was still in Ateneo. I was still in school. Wow, daming ginagawa. Mm. And then, I think he remembered that na career-oriented si ate girl natin. Mm. And that was the angle that he chose. So he was like, he texted me again after a few weeks. I remember, medyo matagal din eh. Hindi siya like a few days. And he was like, di ba yung model? Parang, not exact words ah. Di ba yung model, can you model for the hotel? Because we need a model for it eh. And I was like, okay. So basically, it's work. So, dun tayo sa work. And then, I didn't expect, yun na. And it was for the hotel, back there, White Knight. And, nag-model na ako. And then, puro wedding gowns, guys. Wedding gowns talaga. Well, so bakit? It made sense because it's pang wedding eh.
Yeah, it's a popular wedding venue for the middle class.
Yes, popular.
White Knight Hotel,
yes, Intramuros, diba?
Yeah.
So naloka ako because there was a photographer and then there was this, and he was there the whole time. Sabi ko, wow, andito to, nakabantay ah. And then there was another woman, staff niya. She was helping me dress up. Like zipping up the ano sa CR, the wedding gowns, wedding gown talaga gagawin. Ah, so ayun na agad. She was helping me zip it up. And she, grabe talaga. Sabi ko, it's a trap talaga. She was like, ayan, si sir, napakabait, napakagaling, napakatalino. Oh my gosh, guys, sobrang buttering me up to like you and to, you know, obviously it was that. And then at the end of the day, syempre, I remember kasama ko pa si Ate Jessa, yung my yayay. Okay, si Ate Jessa. Basically, siya yung kasama ko that time. And it was around dinner time na, and that was part of the, you know, post-shoot kakain. Pero syempre, ako lang naman yung talent. So nakakatawa, like Ate Jessa was on the other table, and then I remember like you and me were on, like we had to share a meal, we were sharing a meal, and then it felt like a job interview. But at the same time, at least walang labuan, diba? Walang labuan portion. I knew his intentions right away. He was like, okay, do you have a boyfriend? Yeah, again. So, okay. And then so funny, like literally nasa kabilang table lang si Ate Jessa. And I don't even know if she could hear us, but whatever. Ikaw, based on your POV, what was it like?
Well, I had my script and I knew what I wanted to ask.
You knew, no?
And it was I knew the questions that would form the dialogue and the general idea of the conversation.
Basically, naloka ako, guys. Mm. And then after a while, okay, like obviously I knew this guy was gonna pursue me. I didn't know how much. Pero pag uwi ko, sabi ko, parang ko, hindi ko type. Parang okay lang, alam yon. But very important yung pagsabi ko dun, because guys, you know, love grows. Love grows. And sometimes you got to, you know, let it grow and let the give the person a chance. He was very persistent. Eh.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really my mom. Oh, you really have to thank her a lot. My mom who encouraged, and she was like, go try mo na. Kasi si mommy, stalker din yan eh. I know you would hear this in passing pag kunuwento ko to my other friends. She helped me research. Sino ba to? Sino ba tong guy? You know, may mga journals about yet, or maybe you wrote something. I forgot na. Basta it's a, she found out na you were top of your class, like magna cum laude, valedictorian of La Salle, engineer, na very smart, very brainy. And she was like, parang may future to. Ganon. And she was like, sige, try mo na. Sige na, try mo na. If it really weren't for my mom who pushed me to date you, di ko talaga gagawin. Kasi parang, what's the rush? Or parang, okay lang. But I did. And then I just went for it. And then we would meet, like there was one Saturday we met na official date na natin yun. And then I remember it was in Rockwell. We watched the most unromantic movie. I don't know why. That was the only nice movie. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Mm. What even? Yeah. And then we had, where did we have dinner?
Cantineta.
Cantineta! Oh my gosh.
Classic restaurant.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so, yeah. And then after that, I think the next Saturday na ba, or maybe another, a few weeks after ba, I think you knew that the key to my heart was family talaga. Mm. And then I remember you brought my mom with me. Sige, bring them. Mm. My mom and my sister to Antonio's ba?
Tagaytay.
Yeah. And then parang nag-ikot-ikot pa tayo sa Tagaytay Highlands. We saw some ducks, or like, it was so wholesome, guys. Right?
Yeah,
we saw some,
Tagaytay,
like,
Highlands
I remember
zoo.
Seeing some animals.
Yeah, and there's a zoo inside Tagaytay
for
Highlands.
For some reason. And yeah, then I think after that, those were the two core memories. Start of, na yung starting pa lang tayo. Mm. And then up until parang naging routine na siya na, okay, I'll see you again next Saturday.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that was how we met.
Yes, so in summary, that's how we met.
And then how, ganito kasi guys, he never really asked me to be his girlfriend. He never also really asked me to be his wife. Bakit ganun? No, because our kind of love nga is parang yung given na yan eh. No, but seriously, you know, yung ganun lang. Parang obviously, we're together. Like, we just, I don't really remember, but we started, parang we just started holding hands now. But I think it was around December of that year.
Yeah, but if you remember, in our initial dates, I already said that we will get married in X amount of years. We talked about that.
Hindi naman agad-agad.
Yeah, not agad-agad, but grabe somewhere in the early stages that X amount of years, we'll get married and everything. That's why
I don't even remember that.
Parang naging ano na siya.
Parang medyo, okay, yeah, we're here for the long run. Maybe that's why. I think that's where we're both similar. We're both very family-oriented din kasi. Mm. So, we just don't date around just for fun. Like, it has to be for the long term. So I think we just, those were the same values that we shared, which clicked. And I think the thing is, okay, kwento ko lang really quickly the dynamics of our relationship.
Mm.
Like, we're both busy people. And initially, and hindi rin siya ma-text. And parang different siyang person sa text. So parang, we're not even ma-text. We're not even super ma-call. But we just have like a non-negotiable date night, which, it's usually Saturdays, and then that's why yung 11 years naman doesn't feel like super long, and yet, you know, it's okay, you know. It's a good formula for us, and we like that we miss each other also.
Mm.
And it, you know, there's enough room for us to grow individually, and then when we see each other, we miss each other, and then we catch up a lot, and then parang we're just so present.
Mm.
And we just, you know, parang mas quality yung kwentuhan because we share more. We share more with each other when we see each other.
Mm.
Basically, yeah. The rest is history. Okay, naman. I think we complement each other.
Mm.
He's very patient. Sometimes I can be impatient, but I learned to be patient with him. And I think we both bring out the best in each other. I guess so, na. And I think, kwenta ka pa. Like, when we're together, we're just like playmates. We're just very, I think din kami nagkakasundo. We just love to have fun. Makulit. He's very makulit. He just doesn't seem that way at the start because he's very observant at the start. Mm. But when he's so comfy, oh my gosh, guys, he can't shut up. Yeah. So I'm always entertained by him and I always learn a lot from him. And I think vice versa, we have the same wavelength.
Yes.
That's why I guess that's why we lasted. For you, what was the secret to our long relationship?
Well, we were both Christ-centered.
Oh, also that.
Well, actually, that's another vlog, no? But at least we'll just skip to the part and we'll talk about that in another vlog.
Yes, another abangan.
Because initially she wasn't a Christian and I kind of converted her. So that's an episode. Another episode we'll talk about.
Am I ready? Sige, let's share that. I feel like it's worth
another episode.
Grabe guys, kikilabutan kayo.
So Christ-centered and then of course... we were both productive people. That's why we were not, insecure about, being able to call or text every minute. When you're busy being productive, to you, just talking about, small things become secondary because you're prioritizing your, minute to minute, you would say hustle or work or whatever you're in motion with. That's why suddenly the time passes so fast and then you didn't realize that, that amount of time passed. I didn't realize it. But when you're productive, you're not distracted with those kinds of thoughts. So anyway, that's one of the things that helped us grow together.
I would joke him, "Oh my gosh, paano na when we're married, I'm gonna see you every day. I think I'm gonna have to hide from you." But no, of course, it's another chapter of our lives that we are excited with, and of course, we're grateful for it. I think this is it. New chapter.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the vlog of how we met. So any other details, we'll talk about it in another episode.
Yes, many more to come. And you'll get to know us more as a couple and individually. So yeah, that's it. That's the story of how I met your father. Did you enjoy?
I did. So that's a very wonderful story of how we met. And I hope that it's inspired you.
Wow.
Because prayers is what led to our meeting. So that's what I always say.
I guess the lesson here is don't get disheartened also if... I think you're very... Before nga, I'd be like, buti okay lang na I would tell people na I rejected you at the start.
Yeah, of course.
But for you...
Yeah, that's good because it shows that I'm very, enduring person and I don't give up
easily
or at all. That's why that's the kind of attitude that I've been growing in when I do business or going through challenges in life. You never give up, and even if you whatever happens to the result it's better than when you gave up. So as long as you keep fighting, the chances will always be there. Patience and then an enduring spirit. So that's one of the things that I had, perseverance.
Yes. Wow. Love that. Mm. Okay, guys. So, more content like this from us very soon. And I think the next episode will be something related to love as well. So stay tuned. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And comment down below if you can on whatever platform you're listening or watching from. Let us know your favorite moments from this episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.